This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, hour two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Battle joining us now. Richard, welcome. How are you today, sir?
Good afternoon, John. We're doing great. Appreciate the chance to be with you.
Always, always, always. Touching lives, influencing generations, and we should think multi-generational. Absolutely, by the way.
Yes, and our culture, two, three generations ago, it was very common for three generations or more to live in the same household.
True.
And so people were exposed to their grandparents.
Yep. Same household, same homestead, same something. I mean, they were typically together for, to your point, for multi-generations.
Exactly. And the culture and the pace of change were slower then.
True.
And so people learned from their ancestors, if you will. And now we don't do that as often. Most of the time we live in single-generation households, apartments or houses. Our culture is encouraging people to think only of the present, and the pace of change is phenomenal, which creates a disrespect really for the elders who cannot keep up and don't keep up with some of the change that the younger people know, and so they don't think as much of their elders as previous generations did. And so we need to consciously think differently, I believe, so that we can touch lives today and influence generations to come.
Absolutely. Really quick, and we'll get into this, of course, Richard, but where do you feel and or what do you feel was the biggest cause of you know, in this case, in today's world, and there's probably lots of reasons, but, you know, people live on one coast, the parents or grandparents might live on, you know, the other coast, and you know, because of job opportunities or whatever it might be. The reality is families are now spread all over, where, to your point, that wasn't always that way.
Well, I think it's our economic gains that we made over the years. Economically, families couldn't afford to live with individual generations in homes. And they didn't travel as often for jobs. They stayed pretty close together geographically. And now with our economy that's grown so much over the last several generations since World War II, people have more mobility, freedom, and they have that economic prosperity to be able to justify and live in single generation homes.
Okay. I can't argue with that. I think that's very, very much the case. Okay. So, as you said a moment ago, and it is a factor, we are looking at today only in most cases.
Well, yes, and that's what our culture promotes. It says, think about today, forget about history, don't worry about tomorrow, i.e. what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yep.
If it feels good today, do it and don't worry about anything else. And that is so destructive for the long term. And if we understand that every day we do things that will touch people's lives and influence people 100 years or more from now, if we understand that, then we'll behave differently, we'll honor the past, and we'll be concerned about our impact on the future.
And I had a conversation with one of my coaching clients the other day along these lines, Richard, when it comes to, even in the business world, young clients, and in this particular case, not necessarily the clients that would be coming into this business today, but would these, you know, 13, 14-year-old kids down the road be a client potentially? Absolutely. And how do you start reaching out, even as a business, to those, you know, future generations? But it goes along the lines of what you and I are talking about right now. I think sometimes adults, even businesses, just sort of you know, poo-poo that next generation. Even when I had my auto centers and I did all sorts of things when it came to, you know, truck accessories and fix-up stuff and repairs and so on, and you get a young kid that would come in maybe 10, 11, 12 years of age, I always actually, in those cases, Richard, took extra time because I felt like if there was somebody of that age that really was interested, I wanted to keep them interested, not just for selfish gain, but I wanted the industry itself to grow and have positive influence from young people. Besides the fact, I think my dad did a really great job in keeping probably myself for sure, my brother out of trouble by getting us involved in cars and doing things along those lines, because we wouldn't be doing other things when we were doing that instead. So I've kind of applied that same thing to the next generation, thinking you get them involved in something, they won't be involved in things they shouldn't be.
Well, I think that's a terrific example. And too often in the business world, we're so focused on products and sales and things of that nature. We want people to produce and perform today, but we overlook building people for the future and what they can become, not what they are today.
You've got in your notes, too, that it's also never too soon for a young person to touch lives. I think it's up to us, though, you know, you and I's generation, even those that are younger, to remind those kids of that.
Well, absolutely, and that's important. The example I used was a young lady I met 4 or 5 years ago named Ellie Collins at a book award ceremony, and here she was, 13 years old, and she was getting an award for her second book.
Nice.
And so it's never too soon. And so when kids are like that age, we can help them by being examples. We can encourage them. We can mentor and coach. I tell people about getting mentors as early as possible. My mentor today is my 88-year-old former pastor.
Awesome.
And I speak with him every day. So if you don't have a mentor, get one. If you're not a mentor, be one.
Yeah, that's right. No, I was just going to say, if you're not one, be one. It's also, Richard, why, and you know, we'll have Sunny Kutcher. She's a gal from Young Americans Against Socialism. She is half our age, Richard, at least, maybe even a little bit more than that. Reality is, I love having her on. She looks at things differently than you and I do. She's also got more influence upon her generation than you and I will ever have. And I love having those individuals join us because they not only bring different perspective, but to your point, we're helping them shape the next generation below them as well.
Well, yes, and I think I told you the story years ago when my daughter was about 2. I was observing her with some other kids one day, and there were some 5- and 6-year-olds, and she was imitating what they were doing. So those 5- and 6-year-olds were already setting an example for a 2-year-old. And so it's never too soon for us to be an example either.
Okay, question, and I think, you know, all of us maybe know this, but maybe we don't think about it enough, and I want to highlight it. How does this matter 100 years from now?
Well, and I've told the story before, and when the aha moment came to me, I have a piece of furniture, a table that I inherited. And my mother used to tell me the story about my great-great-grandmother serving milk and cookies to my great-grandmother when she was a teenager, and my great-grandmother lived until I was 9. And so what I discovered was my great-great-grandmother was an influencer long before that term came about, because those kids that were having milk and cookies, she was influencing their future behavior.
Yep.
And so that table in my family is a physical manifestation now of 6 generations of influencing one generation versus another. And when I speak, I tell people, you may not have a table like this, but I guarantee you, you can think back and you can recollect some experience which illustrates the same principle.
Great point. Great point. This also moves into the whole, you know, teaching your kids how to properly invest in the future. And it's not just on the spiritual side. Yes, that's very important, Richard. But if that's all you do and you forget the physical side, you know, we want to teach, you know, our kids, especially kids and grandkids, not necessarily, you know, give them a fish, but teach them how to fish. We want to do the same thing in our own families, which, unfortunately, Richard, we don't do enough of.
Well, yes, and one of the key things in investing is compound interest.
Yep.
And that's beat in our head, and I've lived long enough to now to see it work, but it's interesting. Compound interest works in non-financial areas as well.
True.
Because when we study, when we work, when we do different things, and we learn and grow, that compounds over time and gives us exponential increases in our success.
One of the things you've got on here, which I think is really interesting, and there's now becoming tools available, all sorts of apps and things along these lines that make this really easy, because not everybody, Richard, is like you, writing books and being able to write things down that way. I have a show, and I've been doing it for a very long time, and the way that today's world is these have all been recorded and saved, and you know, my great-great-grandkids, I guess, at some point in time, providing there's the ability to still listen to these, could go back and do that. But people need to be thinking about, and you've got it in my notes, if you want people 100 years from now to know who you are, how do you do that?
Well, that's either writing it down, recording it, audio or video. I've got a friend of mine now who I'm begging to tell his stories before he's gone. And the old expression is, the only story that's forgotten is the one that's not recorded.
True.
And so you don't have to be an author. You don't have to do things like you and I do or others. It can be just documenting what you think and believe for your family. My same great-great-grandfather that table came from, I inherited a piece of property that he bought in 1854. I have no idea of any of his beliefs. I have nothing in writing that illustrated what he believed in, what he didn't believe in, or thought. And I would love to know what his thoughts were and what made him successful and what he wanted to avoid. So we have that opportunity today, and I would encourage people to get your grandparents and get your parents and put the family stories in some kind of format.
Yep.
To say.
Agree. Yep. I just got a text message too. It said, 100 years from now, does it ever depress you to know that in 50 years, a majority of us will be dead? And 100 years from now, everyone listening will be long gone. And I said, no, it doesn't depress me, Richard. It's a circle of life, and it's why you and I are talking about this right now. What are you, each one of you listening, going to do to have an influence, a positive influence, on those people 50 or 100 years from now?
That's exactly true. And for we believers, we believe we'll be in a better place. I can tell you my great-grandmother, who I spoke of, has been gone many, many years. She probably would have never dreamed of me talking about her as an illustration this many years after she's been gone. So we never know what will happen when we share and leave things behind and touch people, even if we're just telling them stories and illustrations that our kids may pass down to grandkids and beyond. We never know. And so our job is to do the best we can for today, as well as prepare those in the future.
And again, Richard, the one thing we have today as an advantage that we didn't have even 10, 15 years ago is the tools, this item we carry around called a, you know, called a smartphone, which has the ability to make us dumb as well. But hey, at the end of the day, Richard, there's all sorts of apps and things on there that can do the very things that you're talking about right now. My point is, to your point, you don't have to be some famous author to make these things happen. We have tools at our disposal that allow us to do this very easily compared to what it was even 10 or 15 years ago.
Exactly. You could take a few minutes a day, once every so often, to say something into a voice recorder, write a note down, anything to leave behind for your future descendants and others what you think is a benefit, I believe.
Several other things in here that we'll just brush up on. Be an example, be an encouragement, stand alongside folks during tough times. And you've already said it, mentoring and coaching. And I would highly recommend that if you don't have somebody that's either doing that for you or that you're doing that too, you need to figure that out.
Yes, and the quote that I took out of this old movie, One Foot in Heaven, the man who only speaks to one generation is already dead.
Mm.
And he who only listens to one generation is deaf.
Wow.
And so we have an opportunity to speak to multiple generations.
Yes, we do. Richard, as always, I appreciate it very much. RichardBattle.com. For those of you thinking about how to, you know, what to do for that really great graduation gift you need to get here in the next month or so, roughly, I would say go to RichardBattle.com and, pick your poison, if you would, as to what you want to give out. And Richard, if they do that, you'll help them out as well.
Absolutely. We're happy to help anybody. Richard@RichardBattle.com if anyone would like to communicate with me.
Richard, I appreciate it very much. Have a great rest of your week and appreciate you, man. God bless you.
God bless America. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Richard. Appreciate it very much. Roof Savers of Colorado coming up next. And again, folks, nobody wants a leaky roof. It devalues your property. It can cause all sorts of damage. And bottom line, you just don't want that. So if you've got something that is needing care of. You've got a leaks. You've looked up and noticed there's some issues. Have Dave out. By the way, get your roof inspection done. You should be doing that every spring anyways. Call Dave, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax rejuvenation treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Affordable Interest Mortgage. Find out what Kirk can do for you when it comes to mortgages. First-time home buyer, VA, you name it. Kirk can do it all. 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, remodeling can be a huge stress and hassle, especially if you don't use the right people. Well, we have the right people. That's Premier Home Remodels. Find them today at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a...
All right, Geno's Auto Service, if you've got a vehicle that is in need of service, repair, maintenance, and alignment, by the way, they've got you covered. Geno's Auto Service. And don't forget, Geno starts with a J. It's genosautoservice.com.
Have you had your oil changed recently? Take advantage of savings on Geno's oil change service this month. Geno's semi and full synthetic oils protect your car's engine. Old oil gets less effective at lubrication and absorbing the heat of your engine. Geno's complete lube service includes 5 quarts of oil, a Napa Gold oil filter, and 35-point digital inspection. Importantly, our oil change service is done by trained ASC technicians, which is not always the case at Quick Lube businesses. We offer loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when it's ready. Visit us online to schedule an appointment. Geno's is a Napa Gold member and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. At Geno's, we know a well-maintained vehicle will take care of you, and it all starts with consistent oil change service. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, and we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John and Cheyenne, what's going on, sir?
Yeah, I heard you're going to watch the full eclipse of the sun.
I will be at a place not in the U.S. of A., but I won't be that far away from the eclipse, and I'll be able to see all but just – it won't be total where I'll be, John, but there'll be a little sliver that you'll be able to just see is all.
Okay, I was going to give you a little bit of advice and warning from back in 2017 and August 21st when we had the eclipse here in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Well, in Wyoming, that is. Well, I live in Cheyenne, and I went 150 miles north to watch it.
Okay.
And I was south of Glen Rock in the mountains away from the main crowds. And after it was over, I tried to get home. And there were so many... I know up here in Wyoming, we don't have that many alternative routes.
Yeah,
we have
sure.
A few back roads. And it took me 14 hours to get 150 miles back home, and I kept trying to go off some back roads and the whole bit. And I just wanted you to be prepared in case something weird like that happens.
I will be at a place where I'll be able to see it, and I won't have to travel. So that'll be the nice part. Okay. By the way, I have no idea if there's any sort of... You know, when you get out of the U.S., is it as big of a deal? Do people pay as much of attention to it? John, I have no idea what that's going to be like. Really quick, I didn't plan this to be around the eclipse. It's just kind of how it worked out. I usually take a little bit of time off around the Easter time frame anyways, and it's just how it worked out. I didn't plan it this way.
Yeah, and for 150 miles, even when you looked over, I dare not get off the highway because the gas stations were backed up.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And it was mainly stop. You hardly...
Well, and really, John, to your point, it's why a lot of the small towns in Texas and other places where they know there's going to be a huge influx of people, the conspiracy theorists have said, well, look at all the things that are happening. They're bringing in police and Natural Guard and so on. Well, John, they're doing that because of what you're talking about. They know that some of these little towns that have, 500 people are going to now have 10,000, and they're not used to that.
Yeah, I mean, a total eclipse is usually a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Correct.
A lot of people go to see it.
Correct.
And I'm just telling you, I had a 2.5-gallon gas can. I could not get to a gas station.
Wow.
And you needed food. I tried taking through Torrington and down by Burns. And every back road I took was nothing but parking lot.
Amazing.
We're a country out here, so there's not many alternatives.
Well, that's the reason why some of these small towns in Texas are doing what they're doing, because they realize ahead of time what you're talking about.
Yeah, so anybody that's doing that, enjoy it, but you might want a gas can and some food.
Good advice, John. I may even talk about that a little bit on Ready Radio on Friday, because there'll be some people traveling and doing what you're talking about that day, so I'll definitely say that.
I didn't end up getting a gas station when I got really far out on back road, but a lot of them I passed by, people were just lining up, and it was taking forever.
Okay, good to know. John, I appreciate that. Thank you, by the way. Appreciate that very much.
You bet, sir.
All right, have a great one. Again, I'll throw that into my notes for Ready Radio this Friday a little bit, because some of you actually might be traveling, because, again, you can take probably... 10-hour drive or so, and some people will be flying. A lot of people, though, will drive to those different areas, and because it starts kind of coming across the bottom, through the Gulf of Mexico on up, and then starts into, I think it goes right over Mazatlan, and then kind of starts, the curvature going all the way up. Neil Boron from Neil Boron Live, who's on our National Crawford Roundtable, he and I were talking this morning. He was on the podcast, of course, and we were talking. It's going, by the way, directly over Buffalo, New York. He will be dead center of the total eclipse. So for some of you that maybe even want to tune in to Neil's show that particular day, you can go to CrawfordMediaGroup.net and find Neil's show that way. And it might be something that particular day you might want to tune in because, again, I don't know what time Neil is on, Charlie. I think he's on around the noontime, which is early in the morning here, so you might have to tune in the day after to find out exactly how that went for him. But anyways, and by the way, we'll be talking about the eclipse once it happens on the round table that week as well. But I'll be in an area where I won't be able to see it directly, but way better than what it is in Colorado. Colorado, I think you're going to see about 2/3 of it. I think Charlie's about the way it's going to be. I think you'll see about 2/3 of it covered and 1/3 of it, which means, it'll get darker, but you'll need special glasses and things to actually see it. It will not be a total eclipse like it will be for Neil back in Buffalo. But I'll happen to be in an area where there'll just be probably 90% of it will be covered up. There'll be about that 10% sliver or so that I'll be able to watch, which honestly I've never seen an eclipse, I don't think, that full in my entire life. So kind of looking forward to that, and it'll be exciting to actually see that. And I talked a lot about the eclipse yesterday, and we talk about it in the roundtable, which you're here tonight at 6 as well. And no, I don't believe all the conspiracy theories going on around it. It'll be a day just like any other day. It doesn't mean that the, you know, Antichrist is going to be ushered in, or that the tribulation starts, or any of that nonsense. And it literally is utter nonsense. Andy and I talked about that yesterday. So no, I'm not one of those individuals. It'll be like any other day. Enjoy it. And just watch what happens that particular day. And to John's point a moment ago, most of all, be safe. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. Find out what Bruce can do for you when it comes to reverse mortgage. 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Gold Eagle Financial, Al Smith. Again, look at your financial future. IRA, those contributions, by the way, need to be made within the next about 2 weeks. So get those things done. If you need help from Al, be sure to give him a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Level Engineering, find out if solar works for you and how well it will work for you specifically. Call Alan today, 303-378-7537.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. What you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
All right, is your business protected from cybersecurity? And by the way, that's on the rise. The attacks, the hackers, and so on. Make sure that you're dialed in. Find John at klzradio.com. That's John the Cyber Guy.
Cyber Guy John Cannata can manage your network and devices and keep cyber attacks at bay so you can focus on what you love. Hackers target businesses with employees who use multiple devices to connect, lawyers, accountants, professional services. You're a prime target for these criminals. John the Cyber Guy has a managed network solution that will ensure that you not only know when someone is poking around where they shouldn't, but you can respond appropriately. Very few business owners understand the dire consequences of ignoring network security. John monitors your entire system, and he's not just looking for damage being done. He's looking for specific exceptions to the norm that means someone might be ready to attack, giving you constant watch and advice notice of an attack so you can prevent it. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at no cost to you and find out what he can do for your business by going to klzradio.com/security.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Sonny Kutcher joining us now, Young Americans Against Socialism. Sonny, this topic that you sent me today, by the way, which I didn't mention to you earlier, was actually in my notes yesterday. I didn't get a chance to get to it, so I'm glad you threw it in because it was one of the things I wanted to cover anyway, so I'm glad you threw it in. So let's get started.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is hot off the press. I think, you know, they're starting with about 200 migrants. New York City is beginning their $53 million pilot program with prepaid debit cards.
$53 million. This isn't $53,000 or $5.3 million, $53 million.
Right. And I think that number comes from is an estimate based off of what they're paying the first 200 people, I believe it was in the video.
Wow.
The Fox News did a clip on it. And basically, the raw numbers are as follows. Illegal immigrants will be getting 40% more food aid assistance than the average low-income American.
Wow.
So for the average low-income American on SNAP benefits is $7.59 a day, whereas illegal migrants will have $12.52 a day with this new program.
Unbelievable. I'm speechless in a way, Sonny, because it's like, wait a minute, we're more worried about helping people that have broken the law by coming here in the first place. And you know me, I'm very much somebody that, you know, I want the best for humankind, period. And I don't ever want to, I don't ever want to devalue life, Sonny. I guess that's ultimately what I'm saying. On the same token, we have laws in this country, and we are to protect those that are here legally and that are citizens of the United States. And I'm also one where I don't believe in handouts, period. I'm also that guy. As much as I want to value human life, I believe the best way to help humans is to help them, teach them, not hand a man a fish, but teach a man how to fish. Just giving debit cards to people of any kind, illegal or not, is just wrong in and of itself.
Exactly, and I would, you know, argue that, as you mentioned, if you want to help people, providing, you know, free, quote-unquote, services and essentials to people who have come into this country because their own governments are not willing to provide essential items for them because they are a socialist economy. We are now importing socialism
right
into our country. And that is not the best way to help people. Not only are we importing them into our country, but we're also trafficking them around the country as part of, you know, these programs. They've been shipping people off to Houston, to all cities across the country. And this is so not only is New York now having to spend this money, which obviously comes from the taxpayers, it's being, you know, shifted towards cities across America.
I don't understand how they justify this. And I realize, and I've read some articles and the article that you sent as well, and yeah, they're going to cut some things here and cut some things there, and they feel like overall they're actually going to save money. And I mean, honestly, Sonny, I think it's utter nonsense. I have no idea how they feel at the end of the day this is going to save anyone money, including by the way, these migrants. At the end of the day, this is nothing more than a huge handout program to people that are here illegally, period.
Right. And the answer is very simple. I have learned with communists and the radical left, they just lie. None of this is true. None of this is based in any factual reality. This amount, $53 million, is more than double what the Department of Veterans Services receives.
Right.
Almost more than double of the Office of National and Community Service, the Division of Human Rights, and the city's Cancer Services Program. So, you know, they're not going to, you know, get that one by the American people, because we can see that they are not interested in helping Americans.
We talk political, we talk politics. Sonny, I don't see how this bodes well for the left at all, because to your point, there's people out there that are struggling day to day. They've seen the grocery prices rise. They've seen the cost of having to, you know, buy gasoline, drive a car, buy a car, all these different costs that they have day to day. Their basic needs have gone up. No one is helping them any way, shape, or form, but yet we're going to hand out $1,440 a month, you know, per family, for a family of four, if you would, $1,440 a month. There's people out there that have to be looking at this thing. Wait a minute, what about me? And they can't be happy.
No, they can't. And what they're seeing is the redistribution of wealth. I mean, this is
exactly.
Millions of dollars of taxpayer money that they are using to fund a welfare state for Latin Americans in our country.
Right.
We are funding a full-on social welfare state. So what we are now, what they are showing us, what the radical left is showing us, is that their agenda is not just socialism in this country, for sure, because we've already seen what it's done around the world, but now it's a socialism on a global level. It is putting the collective of helping these poor people in their time of need and crisis, even though Americans have been struggling for years now, as
right.
our state and our economy just declines and decays.
That's right. Now, the city and company officials will say that, you know, arguing that these debit cards are used for purchases related to food and baby supplies. I'll get into that in a moment, similar to food stamps. And if they're caught doing anything outside of that, they have to, by the way, sign an affidavit, which, no offense, Sonny, means absolutely nothing. If they're caught, they risk being removed from the program. Okay, number one, getting caught. Number two, you and I both know this will create a black market even among themselves when it comes to certain items they can buy and redistribute, resell, do whatever they want to be. I mean, again, at the end of the day, this is nothing more than a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I mean, it's right into their hands. I mean, they're being very blatant about what their agenda is, and it's no longer under the guise of, oh, helping people because, you know, the left is progressive and that's what they think is, you know, the moral and just thing to do. None of this is moral or just or fair. None of it is. It's all based on their imaginary conditions that the left has created that they say is important, and they're the only ones that, you know, who believe that. Everyone else is trying to wave, you know, the white flag and let them know that they're unhinged, but they don't see it, and so they can basically make up the rules as they go.
Yep.
And because they have institutionalized power, we have to actively fight against this because we've let it go on for far too long. They're destroying not only our country, the entire world. We're importing.
Yep.
Global socialism.
That's
at
right.
this point.
And for those of you listening, as always, the follow the money. The arrangement led to some skepticism, especially following the city's no-bid $432 million contract with DocGo, a medical services company whose work on the migrant crisis has been marred by scandal. By the way, this is a New York Times article. So bottom line, this stuff isn't without fault. There's been lots of questions raised. It's a lot larger, Sonny, than even the $53 million. I mean, this is almost $500 million when it's all said and done. And you got to wonder, okay, how many people at the top are actually putting money in their pocket off of this deal as well? Which, again, is a true sign of socialism, to your point, Sonny.
Absolutely. I mean, it's you know, this corporate elitism as well. And as a reminder, too, I've been doing some research, and the statistics show that to be in the top 25%, you know, so when they say tax the rich, this
yep.
is what I go to. To be in the top 25% of income earners in this country, $152,000.
Wow.
So it's really not that much when you think about
no.
it.
No. So, here in the Denver area, Sonny, and I know you're in California, I mean, the reality is the two different areas that we're in, that's sort of minimum to get by as a family right now.
Oh, absolutely. I believe for a family of four, it's right around in that general range. And so what we're seeing is that, like you said, not only is the cost of living going up, the elites are lining their pockets, but everyday Americans are not able to survive if they're not making upwards of $100,000 a year. It's absolutely insane.
All right. You also sent me something from Libs of TikTok, the official tourism video for Philadelphia. My wife actually calls it Filthadelphia, showing a drag queen holding drag queen story hour for kids in front of Independence Hall. We've lost our ever-loving mind, Sonny.
Yeah, we've just gone completely off.
We're off the rails. We really are. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear that this really just brings up a lot of, question marks in terms of, furthermore, our education system. We really need to be paying more attention. This is just right in our faces. I mean, they are literally stealing childhood innocence right before our eyes. This is not, just about, inclusivity. This is about stealing childhood innocence and indoctrinating your children to truly change and impact the future.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. And folks, we should be outraged at this. Again, we don't live in Philadelphia, others do, but this, the official tourism video, Sonny, this isn't like, okay, we're going to have a little sideline of some different things we do around town and so on. No, this is the official tourism video for Philadelphia.
Absolutely. And, they're right in front of Independence Hall, and they had a really, just the whole message was quite fascinating. What can we say except for we need to be actively vehement against this? And it's happening all over the country, So this is something that everyone needs to just be paying more attention to.
Absolutely. I appreciate you joining us on a weekly basis. Give us an update, Young Americans Against Socialism. How do folks find you as well?
EducateFreedom.org is the best place to find our resources, articles that have been written by our team, and then our social media websites, Twitter, Educate Freedom, and on Instagram, and YAS_America. But mainly we just want to help people understand what socialism really is, how destructive the socialist and communist ideologies are. And we can't wait to, provide more resources for your families to discuss this with your children, because just like the left wants to impact our future what they want it to be, we need to preserve freedom and preserve childhood innocence and help our future generations embrace freedom and the love of our country.
Absolutely. Sonny, I appreciate it as always. Enjoy, and we'll talk to you here in the not-too-distant future, and I appreciate all that you do for us. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Likewise.
You bet, Sonny. Take care. Have a great rest of your day. Hi-Fi Plumbing, by the way, is next. Now, I say it a lot, and I mean it. They not only can they take care of my properties, and I've had them do different things for me, different clients as well. They're my go-to when it comes to plumbing. Now, on top of that, $100 off right now if you have them in and have anything done at all, including just having them out and saying, hey, what could I expect with my existing plumbing? You might have a commercial building, same situation. What do I expect on down the road? Or what can I expect on down the road? What am I going to have to spend money on? They can do all of that for you. And then on top of that, if you've got any kind of problem, so you've got a leak, you've got something that you've been putting off, you've got a drain that's slow to drain, you know you need to get an inspection on that pipe going out to the sewer system, whatever it happens to be, High Five can take care of all of that. And right now, $100 off your next visit. High Five Plumbing, it's 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. Call him today, and don't forget Dr. Scott Faulkner. He is my doctor. He would love to help you as well. We talk a lot about the medical end of things, not only on Wednesdays for the first hour in health and wellness, but we do it again with Dr. Kelly Victory and Steve House on Thursdays, and Dr. Scott fits right into all the different things that we talk about. He'd love to be your doctor. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
All right, there might be incentives for you to do some upgrades when it comes to your HVAC. Call Cub Creek and find out what that would be for you and your home. 303-656-5467 or KLZRadio.com.
Cub Creek Heating AC knows that solving your home's heating and cooling needs can be confusing. The energy industry can be complicated, and Cub Creek will help you navigate through it so you owe as little as possible. Denver is mostly served by a large power company, but many of the towns around it are served by smaller power companies, all with different policies and regulations. The team at Cub Creek understands these regulations so they can best advise you on what will save you the most. They walk customers through the options step by step, always keeping your overall net cost in mind. Most companies say they'll get you the biggest rebate, but sell you the most expensive equipment, so you lose money in the end. And Cub Creek isn't a commission-based company, so there's no chance you'll be upsold. They will give you all the options, and you choose how to proceed. Learn the facts and save money with Ream Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC today by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
Hello, Christians. Summer is coming, and summer is a great time to reach out to your neighborhood for Jesus, whether through your church or just around your house. Hi, my name is Tom Lozano, and I'm the director of a children's ministry designed to bring God's truth to kids with fun and laughter. For 30 years, I've been entertaining kids and sharing the gospel with puppets and object lessons designed to build faith in a biblical worldview. How can you help? Help us reach the next generation. You may want to be part of our team. We're looking for Christians who have a desire to reach kids for Jesus. We have needs for upfront presenters, as well as boots-on-the-ground workers and prayer warriors. And don't forget the marketers and admin people. Go to our link on klzradio.com/children to learn more.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Jane with Faith Church in Loveland said, "I have worked with Business Equipment Service for almost 7 years. As office manager, I will not change service providers. BES offers excellent service, and I recommend them to anyone who asks. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
This isn't Rage Radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, to dovetail in to our last guest, Sonny Kutcher, who, by the way, I just love Sonny dearly. I love young people that have a yearning to spread the word and talk about the things that we talk about, educate those that are even younger than they are. And I don't know exactly what Sonny's age is. I don't need to. I know she's way younger than me, and she can reach an audience, by the way, that I can't. And her, all of her cohorts are in that same arena. So if you have any ability to help them out, please go to the links that we put up and help them out. It would help them out greatly. But along the lines of what we were talking about a moment ago, school district, this headline out of alphanews.org, school district wants administrator who can examine the presence of whiteness. So this is in the St. Louis Park Public School says that the school district is seeking an assistant superintendent who can examine the presence and role of whiteness in systems and structures. This annual salary, by the way, will be between $134,000 and $201,000 a year. The position will be part of the superintendent's leadership team and will have significant influence in how the school district operates. Now, without getting into further details, waste of money. Absolute waste of money. We talk about how much it costs to educate students, and school districts want more and more money and this, that, and the other. And I read these things and think to myself, you guys need to be cut back on money, not have more money. And here is a prime example of that. So the job description indicates that the role will have a very particular focus. The first sentence of the position summary says the assistant superintendent proactively supports the superintendent to create and communicate anti-racist structures and systems, works to interrupt systems of oppression, and serves as a role model for culturally relevant pedagogy, whatever that word means. Charlie, any idea what pedagogy is? P-E-D-A-G-O-G-Y, pedagogy. Oh, pedagogy? Pedagogy. What is pedagogy, Charlie? The system and the way training happens. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, so like being trained how to play the piano and so on. Okay, big words for me. These are way, way, way above my pay grade. I couldn't do this job because I can't even understand the words they're using. Actually, I could do this job because it's not needed in the first place. So could I do that job? Yeah, it's not needed. So, as a matter of fact, words like anti-racist, racial equality, and other related phrases appear in the job description over a dozen times. So, yeah, this is a roughly $200,000 a year job in St. Louis. By the way, you might want to go down and apply. I don't know exactly what it takes to do this, but I do know what it takes. You better be a racist or you can't do this job. Folks, that's a job requirement. You must be a racist in order to perform this job. That's not in this article, by the way, but that's what I'm saying. If you're a racist, you'll be able to do this job just fine. That's why I, frankly, would struggle at this job because I'm not a racist. I look at everybody the same. This would be a struggle for me. But see, this is what the left does. They create things out of nothing. And they, in this case, and it's been happening for a while now, they're actually creating racists and racism. American National Insurance is next. And my good friend Paul Leuenberger would love to help you with whatever insurance need that you have. Home, auto, business, you name it. He can do it all. Paul Leuenberger, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason.
All right, speaking of schools, next hour, at the top of the hour, Shaka Mitchell's going to join us. We're going to talk about Colorado charter schools and a threat due to proposed legislation, House Bill 24-1363. So we'll get into that here in just a few minutes with Shaka. Hang tight. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.